was an assistant coach for the Raptors. Before that, a longtime NBA player. Bucks point guard Damian Lillard says players appreciate that.
I think anytime you have a former player as a coach, you automatically are one with them. You know, they understand our day-to-day. They understand our lives. They understand, you know, what goes into this game.
The Bucks are now 2-2. They host the Knicks tomorrow night. NFL fallout from the Packers' decision to trade starting defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills in exchange for a third-round draft pick. I asked Matt LaFleur if Douglas had stepped out of line as a vocal leader in the locker room.
Now I want to shut that down right away. It has nothing to do. I think he's been a positive impact in that locker room. So absolutely not.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your hometown news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 43 today, under cloudy skies, southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 31 tonight. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow, 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Guard Damian Lillard says players appreciate that.
I think anytime you have a former player as a coach, you automatically are one with them. You know, they understand our day-to-day. They understand our lives. They understand, you know, what goes into this game.
The Bucks are now 2-2. They host the Knicks tomorrow night. NFL fallout from the Packers' decision to trade starting defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills in exchange for a third-round draft pick. I asked Matt LaFleur if Douglas had stepped out of line as a vocal leader in the locker room.
No, I want to shut that down right away. It has nothing to do. I think he's been a positive impact in that locker room. So absolutely not.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 50. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, 36. Cloudy tomorrow, 51. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 33 degrees.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Madison, John Peterson, Gordy Young.
Here we are again. We're back.
We
baby.
Are back again.
We're back. Thursday morning.
I often want to say the family show.
But you can say that.
It wants to come out. Yeah, welcome to the family show.
No.
And we used to do the family show, tongue in cheek, of course.
Now it's called As We Were Saying.
As We Were Saying.
Yeah.
Now I think of that song, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very catchy. That's your idea. Fantastic.
Put to the tune, the John Lennon tune.
Yeah.
Give peace a chance.
Is there a chance to put the hummus thing to music? Is there a way that the hummus terrorists are out there waiting?
Those of our listeners that weren't with us earlier today, what are you talking about hummus for? What's the deal with hummus?
I guess we could, just again
revisit
play it? The Trump track on hummus. I mean, why not, right?
Sure.
It's there.
Yeah.
About today, the hummus terrorist invasion.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about, and what do you think of Hamas? What do you think? Do you know about Hamas?
Different from hummus.
Heard about today, the Hamas terrorist invasion. I mean, when you think about, and what do you think of Hamas? What do you think? Do you know about Hamas?
Get rid of them. No.
Yeah, my daughter heard that. She was listening this morning. Sent me a picture of somebody stirring some hummus.
You stir up the hummus terrorists.
It. Oh, boy.
Nothing can come from that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just quick look at some headlines here.
Okay.
These are bragging points by the Republicans, by the way.
And bragging points?
These are things they want you to know. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves stands by his decision to not expand Medicaid. Quite the brave man. Very, very brave. Or how about Santos, George Santos, gloats after vote to expel, shakes out on his favor.
Yeah.
He said, if you come for me, you best not miss.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, those are some real victories.
Pretty ballsy from him.
This is the fight that they have. It has nothing to do with the public or taking care of government.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with the bragging points, the penalties that they put on people.
Yeah, and I heard on CNN this morning, driving in on George Santos, they did this 6 months ago. The Democrats wanted to expel him. Well, that vote didn't go through.
Right.
So now these were Republicans, mainly the New York Republicans, trying to expel him. They got a lot more votes, but it didn't get to the threshold they needed to expel them from
and some Democrats
Congress.
Voted against expelling them.
Yeah, because they want them around so they can...
They're worried that other Democrats could be expelled before any decision, legal decision, is made about guilt. So, I mean, you can make all the accusations you want, but you can't expel somebody until they're proven guilty.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So,
well, they could, but they won't.
All right. And then it says here, a room full of GOP lawmakers tell Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
What? They'll impeach Biden. So there you go. That's the big one.
They don't say why. They don't. Is it the whole Hunter Biden thing? Is that the deal? Or is it something completely? They didn't give an explanation. They're just going to do it.
They always come up with something. And then it'll fall flat. And then they'll come up with another angle.
Yeah.
Another scheme. Another grift. Oh, boy.
Instead of taking care of business. It's all just a distraction. It's just one
Bachman
thing.
Turner overdrive. Oh, you don't get into guys. That, right?
Yeah, Randy Bachman. Bob Turner. I don't know what his name was. And Mr. Overdrive.
Yeah. All right.
It's a great trio.
What?
What do you got?
I got a little note here.
Yeah?
Let's see.
It's just in. What? Oh, you're reading.
It says here, you have no volume on your podcast on YouTube.
I am working on that as we speak. Oh,
okay. Are you? Thank you, Sam. He's on top of it. Somebody checking out the new YouTube channel. Yeah, we're working out a couple of bugs here and there. It takes time.
It does. And, our phone number here is different from other phone numbers. You know, normally you can listen to the other individuals that get a lot of phone calls. We're dying for phone calls because we have a feature we'd like to get to, but we still don't have the calls coming in. So the thing is, we've got a different phone number from everybody else, a statewide phone number for everybody else, not us.
Yeah, they have the network phone number. We have the local phone number here, 608-879-8255, here for the John and Gordy Show, exclusively. It's our exclusive phone number.
It's very exclusive.
at least between 6 and 8 a.m., it's exclusively ours.
So I guess we can struggle with that for a while. Okay, now, let's get to Robin Voss.
Oh, what did he do?
Oh, yes, Robin,
what's
Robin,
going on
Robin.
Today with Robin Voss? That's our daily feature.
This is the Recall Robin Voss edition. A group called Wisconsin Election Committee Incorporated is running TV ads in Milwaukee, including WISN-TV, threatening to recall or primary challenge Assembly Speaker Robin Voss if he doesn't move forward with impeaching Wisconsin's top elections chief, Megan Wolf. Why don't we play the first part of the recall for Robin Voss or impeachment?
All right.
Kelly Clark, 1 year stands between us and the 2024 general election. The results have the potential to either steer our state and our country in the direction of improvement or push us further along the concerning path we are currently on. I am very worried about the fairness and security of our elections if Megan Wolf remains in charge of them. It's Ms. Wolf that allowed for the use of illegal drop boxes and ballot harvesting. She permitted the Zuckerbox influence money. She refuses to clean up our voter rolls, and there's so much more.
The Zuckerbucks, by the way, went to Republican areas as well, and they benefited from it as well, including Waukesha, the Zuckerbucks, that helped finance our election in the state because the Republicans decided not to really put any money toward the election. So that's fine. That's okay. You know, we're okay with that. But anyway, again, you know, we don't want to go into this horrible economy. We want the vote to be right, correct. Mm-hmm. We don't want anybody in charge of it, really, that isn't completely biased and right wing. Mm. So the point here is the economy is doing rather well, grew by a breakneck 4.9% annual rate in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good, the fastest since 2021. The auto industry created 4,000 jobs under Biden, 200 minus under Trump. And by the way, revenues in Wisconsin are down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good after the last three quarters by 4%. So the Republicans are killing this state. They're absolutely killing the state. They say they're not spending money, and they aren't. But that means that costs go up for everybody else. Now, if they're not going to spend money on the UW is going to increase fees. And then the parents and the students end up paying for that. Mm-hmm. So you're not saving any money. They're just saying, well, you know, we just got to give tax cuts. We're not going to spend money. So anyway, that is an ad that they want Megan Wolf out, and they're attacking Robin Voss. Let's play cut two now.
The Wisconsin Assembly is working to impeach Megan Wolf, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is standing in the way. Speaker Voss needs to hear from us, the voters. I urge you to call him today at 602-3763 and let him know he needs to listen to the Assembly and allow for the impeachment process to happen, or he will be replaced, whether through a recall process or a primary challenger. Again, call Speaker Robin Voss today at 602-3763. We need to act now to secure Wisconsin's elections before it's too late.
Speaker from Wisconsin Election Committee Incorporated.
Yeah, it's too late. It's just, it's almost too late now, you know, because she really, you know, she was, you know, she manages it. She mm-hmm. executes the policy. It's not her fault for any of this stuff. And these are all created problems that the Republicans think are problems. Lock boxes, you know, drop boxes, you know, absentee voting, Zuckerbucks.
It's weird. Why did they, by the way, just a point of technical clarity here. Why did they make that sound like she's in a echo chamber?
Yeah, that was really hard to listen to audio.
Well,
really hard.
I mean,
it's just really, really irritating.
Were they subliminally saying that the Republicans are in an echo chamber? Was that?
Hey, yeah.
I'm just thinking as a technical producer here. Maybe that was.
I think you've nailed it.
I mean, that's the way it sounded, right? Yeah. To you, or is it just my headphones?
No, I think it's. I think you made a very good point.
The echo chamber continues. Yeah.
So it's just crazy, isn't it?
It's nuts.
They're going after him now, which I hope they're successful.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, well, they ought to.
They can't get rid of her because, you know, they fixed that with the Supreme Court, a couple of years ago, by keeping the DNR guy in forever. So, okay. You live
continues.
By your own rules here.
That's it. Hey, our phones are open right now if you want to chime in. 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-TALK. Or you can get on the Civic Media app and shoot us a text message or an email right from the app. It's easy to do. Just push a couple of buttons and boom, we see it right on our screen.
Very easy to do. Yeah. Do we have a... coming down. Okay.
Oh, we have... I think Bob is on the phone with a comment.
All right.
Bob, good morning.
Yeah, man.
Hello.
Yeah, sure. Bob,
go ahead,
Kajishman.
Bob.
There, that's who it is.
Yeah, Bob. John, I just say I'm the number one fan club, man.
I know you are. This is
my show.
This is my MAGA friend from Milwaukee.
Oh.
Vince. Not Bob.
he's going by a
by an alias. You know, he's afraid to be seen. You know, because he believes in Trump. So,
in changing your shirt, you got the same flannel shirt on you've had in the last.
Actually, you're wrong. You're wrong. The last shirt was green. This flannel looks like flannel. Yeah, it's the pattern.
Gordy, did John tell you what he told me?
Well, I don't know. What did he tell you?
He wants to off you so he can take over the show himself.
Really? We've only been doing this for 4 days here.
Yeah, he's sick of you. So, John, you know,
Did I change your mind this morning about the Republicans supporting the farmers, not supporting the farmers, basically?
I could not hear you.
Ah, okay. Oh. All right. That's right.
Well, I didn't know you were like pantomiming. And,
I know.
And add insult to injury.
All right. Hey, caption. It's nice hearing from you, Vince. Thanks for giving us a call, the first caller.
We got to roll on here, but we're coming back.
You're listening to Matt.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Discover the power of networking at the next Rapids Connection meeting, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club. Registration is at 10:30 a.m., followed by networking and lunch. Plus, featured speaker Jamie White shares insight on building your dream team for success. Everything's included for $20, but the cost will be taken off when you join. Don't miss your opportunity to meet like-minded business professionals Wednesday, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club with Rapids Connection.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Minutes past the hour, you're with the John and Gordy Show, as we were saying, on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, live and direct from Madison. John, and I wanted to point this out, there's a really cool film festival going on right now nearby over in Mineral Point. Mineral Point, what a wonderful town that is.
It is.
Very artsy and lots of cool stuff. They've got Milwaukee filmmakers. They've got some American Players Theater people involved in some of these movies. There's about 20, I think I counted 23, 24 films that they're doing. They started this film festival in Mineral Point yesterday, and they've got films all the way through the weekend. Some of these, you know, these are made by local and regional filmmakers, so the names you probably won't recognize, but some of the movies, Love and Irony, Milwaukee filmmaker John Bisak's comedy about a shy bike mechanic who's taught the meaning of life by a photojournalist. See, don't you want to see something
stuff like that?
That
happens.
I mean, cool offbeat films. Yes, Repeat No is the name of one of them. Sometimes I Think About Dying. You know, that's I think about a radio DJ. it's coming up. That's today, actually, 6 p.m.
Oh, it is.
And so check it out. The Mineral Point Opera House is where that's happening in Mineral Point. Just wanted to mention
and
that.
You could
because
probably follow that up with a pasty.
A what?
A pasty.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you put potatoes and meat and something else, and you encrust it with dough, and you bake it, and it's a pasty. That's what they do down in Mineral Point.
Oh, okay. It's a Mineral Point thing. I wasn't sure where you were going with
that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You got
to go down there and check it out. Yeah,
really good.
Let's go to the film festival this weekend. Let's all go to the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
When are you going to bring back Johnny at the movies? We ought to bring that old bit back from the dustbin.
The thing
together.
Is, I could review movies that I see on Netflix or
sure, why not
Disney Plus? Wait, they haven't had a new movie in
decades,
at least a year. And that's the thing about, you know, these pay streaming services.
Right.
They're having a very difficult time. Obviously, the strike is affecting their availability for new material and series. So, but the thing is, they just don't have the money to produce the product for us to tune in all the time. So thank goodness we can, you know, cancel and join up anytime we want. But still,
these streaming services, they're going through the evolution continues. Now the streaming services like Spectrum has created a streaming box to make it easier to pick up on streaming movies.
That's right.
They want a little piece of the action on things that they
It's just a duplicate of anything that Roku does or the Amazon streaming stick,
whatever
it is. That's how they include smart TVs. It's an interesting thing because now no one is tuning in to the streaming services often enough to justify paying Now what? The prices keep going up? $10, $20 a month? It's ridiculous. But, you know, some of this content is really good. Netflix, I think, does make some really good content and take some real good chances. And it's funny because last night I'm watching just a preview of Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
It's an animated movie, the second one.
Okay.
I got the title wrong, I'm sure. But it's on Netflix instead of, like, Disney Plus.
Okay.
They've got the Marvel Universe there.
Uh-huh.
But this is, you know, this animation. And it's the number one movie this week so far. So it's doing really well. And I'm sure Disney is just sitting there thanking, oh, yes, thanks so much, Sony, for putting it on Netflix. You know, so, you know, they just have no products except for maybe Loki. You know, that's a series on Disney Plus that is actually pretty darn good.
Now, we're talking about the movies, but you know, a lot of things happening in the Beetle universe today. Later today.
We don't have that cut yet.
Okay. No, it's not going to be officially released till later this morning. I think 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, somewhere late morning. The new Beatles song, the new old Beatles song. This was a demo that John Lennon did, gosh, back in the 80s sometime. They dusted it off. It wasn't a part of the anthology series that came out in the early 90s when they released Free as a Bird and Real Love. Those were two Lennon songs that Paul and George and Ringo worked on, and that was a part of the anthology series that came out. This one is coming out. They worked on this when they did those other two songs,
right. But
then George didn't want to put this out. He didn't think it was up to the standards, and Paul and Ringo agreed with him. But because of AI technology and because of Peter... what's the guy's the filmmaker that did the Get Back series with the Beatles?
Jackson.
Yeah, thank you, Jackson. Because of the technology that they came up with for that, they were able to isolate Lennon's voice on this last cut that was not released called Now and Then.
And it sounds really good.
Well, we've heard a couple of demos.
Yeah, I sent you a demo. You heard it before I did, but I sent it to you anyway. But yeah. But that's not the finished one. The audio for Lennon's voice is much better this time.
It'll be interesting to hear how this sounds, but not only that, for real Beatle fans, you know, people that are into this, they're also...
You?
Yes.
You?
Well, this is a big deal because they've remastered the Red and the Blue compilations that came out after the Beatles broke up.
After they've remastered that. So,
yes. They've remastered a lot of those really early. This is the early stuff in the Red collection.
This is the new collection, right? These are the remastered other versions of other songs.
Yes. And a lot of these got remastered last year and this year. Both the Red Collection and the Blue Collection. People that aren't Beatle fans don't know what I'm talking about, but the rest of you
in the mid-70s, Blue album.
You've seen the Red and Blue.
Compilation albums.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what there's a lot of those that have been, and they added new songs to the new old songs to those collections.
Right.
So
they can do
a lot
that
more
now.
Harrison songs because he was kind of shunned in the Red Collection almost completely. So they put some George songs on there.
That was so strange because, you know, All Things Must Pass, probably one of my all-time favorite albums.
Huge album. He was that was...
You'd think that, you know, he was probably collecting all of those over the many years and finally put them out in All Things Must Pass, but...
That's exactly what happened.
That is just one of the all-time great, great albums.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
And when you look at who was included in that album, the musicians that he used back then... it's an amazing collection of talent in that album. Anyway, so Beatle fans will be looking for that and listening to, and maybe we can play that song tomorrow.
Well, I hope so.
The Now and Then song.
Yeah.
All right.
But when we stream it, we'll have to cut it out.
Okay.
You know, royalties, you know, the whole thing.
Copyright, the whole thing. All right. We got to check in and see what's happening in the news and all of that straight ahead. It is 7:28, cloudy, and today's high into the low to mid-40s. No frost out there this morning. It's a pretty nice start to our Thursday. John,
what do we have? Yeah. It's a great start.
What do we got after news time?
Well, we've got another incredible story, and I just don't even want to preface it. I just want to get to... a few more of the Trump cuts as well. So
we're coming back.
Yeah.
John. It's the John Gordy Show.
This is Matt.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's called for a pause in fighting as Israeli troops advance toward Gaza City. The BBC's Mohammed Taha.
The Israeli troops are advancing towards the heart of Gaza. The IDF are saying that they managed to cross the first defense line of Hamas fighters.
Embattled Republican George Santos survives an expulsion vote in the Senate.
I hope that my colleagues come to their senses and recognize that perilous consequences of a trial by media.
Most GOP lawmakers opted to withhold punishment as a criminal trial and an ethics investigation proceed. Santos is accused of lying to Congress and stealing from donors. Rangers fans are a happy bunch. This man in Phoenix to watch Texas beat the D-backs 5-0 in Game 5 to win the team's first ever World Series.
Is there hope? Are we actually going to get it done? And they did it. And I am just, I'm just in awe right now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering whether to hear a lawsuit to overturn the state's school choice program. WisPolitics reports conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley says the high court should have rejected the lawsuit. She says it's a policy matter for lawmakers to consider and not a matter for the courts. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler joined Bradley's dissent. Interested parties have until the 14th to weigh in. Open enrollment in the health insurance marketplace is underway. Democratic state lawmakers are reintroducing bills they say will make health care in Wisconsin better and more affordable. One bill would expand Badger Care eligibility for some people up to 133% of the federal poverty level. Another bill would create a Badger Care public option to buy health coverage on the state exchange. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 43 today, under cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 31 tonight. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow, 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner. Three. Got it again.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger. From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's.
8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
That's us. John and Gordy on what a Thursday morning.
What you need is a Frankie Valli voice mixed in with that.
What do you mean? Like a high falsetto? Okay, we'll work on that. We are here for you, broadcasting and streaming live from the Solidarity Realty Studio at Civic Media Headquarters in downtown Madison, right on State Street, where the action is.
Where the action is, a block away, the Capitol.
Right.
We're
going to
get those people down here in the studio someday soon.
And if they're not coming down here,
we're going to go up there.
We're going up there.
That's right.
Just walk around the halls with our recorders and walk up to them like all the other, like the TV news people walk up to
we
them.
We should ask them what they have.
Ready for deer camp? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Discover the power of networking at the next Rapids Connection meeting, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club. Registration is at 10:30 a.m., followed by networking and lunch. Plus, featured speaker Jamie White shares insight on building your dream team for success. Everything's included for $20, but the cost will be taken off when you join. Don't miss your opportunity to meet like-minded business professionals Wednesday, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club with Rapids Connection.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Except for the 5-year-old granddaughter who they refused to acknowledge for 5 years until the political pressure got to Joe Biden. Number three, we're going to deport. We're going to deport a lot of people, 10 million people and growing, anchor babies, their parents, their grandparents. We're going to put kids in cages. It's going to be glorious. We're going to detain a lot of people in the D.C. gulag and Gitmo. And list number five, I'm going to recommend a lot of pardons. Every January 6th defendant is going to get a pardon, especially my hero, Horn Man. He is definitely at the top of the pardon list.
There you go. Nick Fuentes and white supremacist right there, and that's their plan. And, you know, you really don't need a lot of reasons for doing what he wants to do, but, you know, it does carry out a certain specific agenda. Now, I want to get to another track here as I'm trying to keep track. How about electing a dictator?
Electing a dictator.
Yes.
Okay.
I've said this before, and I'm telling you, I'm worried that I'm right. The right is going to pick a fascist within 10 to 20 years because they're not going to be the only one, the only ones on the outs. There's 60, 70 million of us. We're not a tiny minority. And if we're going to be all treated like criminals and all subject to every single law while Antifa Black Lives Matter guys go free and Hunter Biden goes free, then the right's going to take drastic measures.
There you go. War. Yeah. A nice civil war. These are all these topics are out there in the MAGA world. They're constant. This is just a sampling of it, and I want to get to the libertarianism track. All right, do you have that one? Some more news.
From a libertarian debate back in 2016, arguing over whether the government should require driver's licenses.
Should someone have to have a government-issued license to drive a car?
Hell no!
What's next, requiring a license to make toast in your own damn toaster?
The license to drive? You know, I'd like to see some competency exhibited by people before they drive.
Boo! Competency!
Oh, man. That's some more news. It's a program you can get, a YouTube channel.
Okay.
And it is fantastic stuff. But anyway, yeah, that's libertarianism. That's where they want to go with it. You know, no driver's licenses. Come on, seriously. Oh, my God.
Anybody can drive.
Please.
No restrictions whatsoever.
None.
That's what they're for. Okay.
Now, this next track is Leonard Leo. He is with the Federalist Society, and he has a description about normal everyday people like you and me, because we're not part of the MAGA team. Okay, he's got this.
Our culture is more hateful and intolerant of Catholicism than at any other point in our lives. It despises who we are, what we profess, and how we act. No question. Catholicism faces vile and immoral current day barbarians, secularists, and bigots. These barbarians can be known by their signs. They vandalized and burnt our churches after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. They show up at events like this one, trying to frighten and muzzle us. From coast to coast,
they are
conducting a coordinated and large-scale campaign to drive us from the communities they want to dominate. Similarly, there are the current day secularists, and they are just as myopic and ignorant as their counterparts from earlier ages. They seek to have our forums censored or canceled, and seek to have us fired from our jobs or excluded from the public square if we do not swear loyalty to woke ideologies.
Jeez, boy.
They're fine with Catholics, as so long as we draw the curtains at home and keep it in the pews.
Right.
Finally, there are the current day bigots, the progressive Ku Klux Klan. They spread false and slanderous rhetoric about Catholic apostolates and institutions like the one represented here tonight. They mock our practices and devotions. They repeat the KKK canard that Catholics want this country dominated and controlled by a theocracy, which no well-informed Catholic should ever support. These barbarians, secularists, and bigots have been growing more numerous over the past few years. They control and use many levers of power. Yet, even so, we cannot lose hope in the ultimate success of the new evangelization.
So,
okay, wait a second. Who is this again? It's a long cut.
It is. It's Leonard Leo. He's with the Federalist Society. He is the man who has basically filled the Supreme Court with conservatives.
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Federalists have been doing that for years.
So the thing is, he brings up, well, no, we don't want to make this a theocracy. We don't want to do that. But at the end, of course, he says, yes, we should really do that. So I want to get to this last track, proving again that they do want to make this into a theocracy. It's Speaker Mike Johnson, Cultural Revolution. It's there, I think, isn't it?
Mike Johnson.
Did we play that a couple days ago? Because I don't know if I have it anymore.
Oh.
I will try and find it.
All right.
No, Thank you, Sam.
That's fine.
Yeah. We thought we had it.
That's good.
Okay.
Right. So anyway, this is just kind of
a summary. The same vein.
This is a summary of what they have planned, their vision of the country, and their vision of us, liberals, progressive, Democrats, people. In other words, anybody who doesn't think like them, we're in the woke crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We're not real Americans. And they have basically said that I think I have a cut, and I don't have it here. Trump basically saying that. He's saying to his crowd, you are the real Americans. They're not. We know they're the enemy. We're the real Americans.
Okay. We found that Mike Johnson. What's his
name? Yeah, Mike Johnson.
Okay.
Now, some of y'all were around in the late 60s. You remember that? What that was about? A counterculture revolution, Woodstock and drugs and peace and free love and all that, but more about the undermining of the foundations of religion and morality. Because if you remember, in the late 60s, we invented things like no-fault divorce laws. We invented the sexual revolution. We invented radical feminism. We invented legalized abortion in 1973, where the state, the government, sanctions the killing of the unborn. All these things happened because, as collectively as Americans, we began to get together in growing numbers and thumb our nose at the Creator and say, we don't believe that anymore. We're rejecting the founder's natural law philosophy in favor of moral relativism, and we are going down another path. Now, what we tolerate in moderation, our children excuse in excess. What happens when you fast forward another 30 or 40 years? Well, here's a picture's worth 1,000 words. Go to the next one for me. I mean, we know that we're living in a completely amoral society. And so people say, how can a young person go into their schoolhouse and open fire on their classmates? Because we've taught a whole generation, a couple of generations now of Americans, that there is no right and wrong.
And we give
that
them
it's
guns.
About survival of the fittest. And
we
you evolve from the primordial slime. Yeah. Why is that life of any sacred value? Because there's nobody sacred to whom it's owed. None of this should surprise us. And it leads in the next slide for me. It leads into just chaos.
Yeah, chaos, and that's
boy, there's
it's
a
dystopian.
Lot of...
It's a dystopian view of what could possibly happen under liberal democratic rule.
Mm.
You know, where we have the iron fist of liberalism, just you know, crushing people, telling them how to live from birth to death.
That's just a Mike Johnson cut is just a word salad of just rapid fire, one crazy nut job idea after another.
Yeah, you can tell that he's a constitutional professor.
Yeah.
Teaches part time.
Okay.
At some probably religious college.
Well, you know, that's
frightening stuff. Just really frightening stuff. And as you always notice when they describe anything by the Democrats, Governor Evers, anybody,
yeah,
they usually portray it in a very definitive all or nothing way. You know, Democrats want to do this all or nothing. It's never like that.
Yeah.
But they have to make it portray it to an extreme in order to make their extreme seem less impactful.
Yeah. It's a laundry list of everything that they think about the Democrats, all mixed together, jumbled together in a long stream of consciousness kind of thing to get everybody riled up on their side.
And if you speak with confidence, as Mike Johnson does, they love to believe that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very matter-of-fact kind of way of talking. Well,
yeah.
Matter of fact, you know, just on and on and on. We all know they're immoral.
It's an incredible delivery. And for the mega voter out there, for some reason, they
eat it up.
They hear this stuff. They don't think about the content. You know, they just let them say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, it's a personality. He's a funny guy. Yeah, he's a real personality. Look at that malignant narcissist.
Mm.
We love that term. So anyway, just a little.
Yeah.
Little look into the future.
Oh, boy.
Nostradamus over here.
Well, that's why we're here, John, to, you know, bring it out into the sunlight and talk about it and get our listeners out there to get their input on all this as we go through the next year. Can we imagine the next year of this leading up to the big presidential election? All this stuff is going to just be bombarding us every day. From here on out.
You know, I just listen to this stuff. You know, I gather this stuff, and it makes me depressed and angry, and sometimes I lash out at people everywhere. Because, you know, it's how do you keep your sense of humor? You know, you just save these clips, and now we get to hear them all at once, and it's an ugly picture of the future of America.
Wow. Well, thanks for bringing us all down.
Let's talk about the Beatles again.
Take a deep breath. Yeah. The new Beatles cut coming out in about 3 hours. Stand by. We'll try to do something with that maybe tomorrow if we can get a hold of it.
I think we should try even
do you think?
Do that?
We'll work on it. There's a way.
I think
where there's a will, there's a
way.
It's going to be out there. We'll stand by and we'll get it. Okay.
That sounds perfect. All right.
Yeah.
Do you have anything?
On a lighter note, you know, some gift ideas for Christmas. You know, it's Christmas time now. We got past Halloween. I think there's a radio station already playing Christmas music over in Milwaukee. I don't know about Madison yet.
Flipped over.
Yeah. All Christmas music, 24 hours a day. Christmas gift ideas. You remember The Onion? You know The Onion. We know The Onion.
We had The Onion guys on our Media World Cable Access show when Cable Access was very hot. never was.
Ryan Walther. I don't think we had him on, but he's created this prank you very much. What is the name of this? Pranko. They've got all kinds of empty boxes
yeah. with phony product names on them. Great stuff. We'll get to that in a moment.
Yep. Stay with us.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Whether we're digging a neighbor out of the snow or cooking up a weekend block party, nobody knows our communities better than us. But for the last 12 years, some politicians have carved up our neighborhoods into voting districts that serve their political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
This is Chad Spate. In 1992, I moved to Madison to pursue a PhD at UW, and I started a residential remodeling company called Chad's Carpentry. I was eager to make a difference, to change the world, and I soon realized that our remodeling company was a great place to start. We pride ourselves on understanding how houses work so that your home improvement project actually improves your home, and we love what we do. To learn more, go to chadsdesignbuild.com. And thank you, Madison, for 30 great years.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
As we were saying, the John and Gordy Show.
Riding the wave.
That's right. We're surfing our way through this Thursday along with you, dear listeners.
WMDX 92.7.
Yes. And we were talking about gift ideas for Christmas because, boy, those Christmas decorations are going to start coming out. I'm sure they've got them in all the big box stores already. Music being played on radio stations, Christmas music. So what could you possibly get for a Christmas gift for somebody that would be kind of funny, kind of offbeat, right?
Now, these are empty boxes.
These are empty boxes.
Funny product pictures on the front.
Yeah, and these are put together by a company called Pranko by a Waukesha native.
Former Onion writer.
That's right. And his name is Ryan Walther. And I found some pictures of these boxes. One of them is a Happy Critter hot tub wildlife feeder. He's decorated these boxes so they look like actual games or toys. Yeah. It's beautiful design and decoration. You open up the box, there's nothing in it. You know, it's just funny.
They look like really good products.
By the way, he owns the Drink Wisconsibly.
Title.
You've seen that in all the stores, the t-shirts and the coffee mugs or whatever they do. Here's another board game, a family board game called Fire Chief. 5-alarm family fun. Look at that, John.
You start a fire in the middle of the...
got the mom and dad and the kids. The kid's holding a hose. There's a little tiny house and it's on fire in the middle of the board game. Here's another one. The cat hat. Here, it's a little cat rest on a hat. You know how cats like to go up and curl up on the top of the refrigerator?
Remember the old...
Could have a hat.
Saturday Night Live bit. Halloween costume, the crushed glass, Johnny.
What are you talking about?
Flame on kid or something like that. It was Dan Aykroyd doing the. I can't remember it was just a fantastic bit of these bizarre products. By the way, there is a real product. Yeah. I'm sure this is a real thing, unless I was just. You know, hallucinating, as I often do during the day. there's a coffee maker in a shower. I swear
that's a real thing.
I swear, yes.
Okay,
you can make your coffee and drink it in the shower.
Oh, your dreams have come true.
Pull yourself away for some reason. Mm. I swear that's real. So,
well, you know, you've seen prank gift cards, and there's a prank soap bottle dispenser, a hearty breakfast skillet. I mean, he's come up with everything.
Yeah.
It's a big deal now. Anyway.
Well, I kind of miss, you know, having the Onion newspaper.
Yeah,
I
remember who was the...
Scott Dickers put that out.
Yeah.
And we had him as a guest on the show a number of times. We were the first, by the way, to premiere something called Onion News, which became a television news program. Mm-hmm. But we had it at a previous radio job, so that was kind of nice. And a few other, you know, interesting guests from The Onion who appeared on our cable show, substantiating, of course, and backing up their great stories. Worm Boy.
That's
great. Who grew up in somebody's backyard, so cavorted with the worms.
One of the things that this Ryan Walther, the guy that has this company, he came out with Salt of the Month Club.
You know, you could almost have
You have sea salt and regular salt.
Himalayan salt.
Okay.
Right? Mountain salt.
The Salt of the Month Club. Great stuff.
Mountain salt. I'm still trying to get, you know, Himalayan pink salt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So. That's a good idea. We should get some of that and give it away to our, you know, loyal listeners and callers.
That's it. Fill an empty box and make it seem like it's really filled with something solid and heavy.
Sure.
And it's salt. So that's your idea. All right. Okay. We'll blame you for that one.
Okay.
All right. So.
Hey, don't forget this weekend, daylight saving time actually comes to an end. It's over.
Yeah.
That's it. And then it'll come back. But this weekend, turn your clocks back. Fall back with your clock.
Fall back, and then spring ahead.
Make sure you fall into a comfortable couch or something.
I want to just mention something about you know this funding the ballpark. Okay.
Which ballpark? Oh, the Brewers?
Brewers ballpark. What is it? American Family Field?
Yeah.
Anyway, the fact that the Republicans, again, they don't want to spend money, state money, where everybody throws their money in and it's less impactful for all of us. Instead, they wanted to raise ticket prices. I dislike the idea of ever raising ticket prices. It prices people out of going to events and socializing. This is a civil society. This is what we want. We'll spend money, state money, from the general fund, everybody pitching in because it helps everybody in the state.
To have the Brewers stay here.
Exactly.
And have the stadium for other events, too. You can have rock concerts and other things.
So this idea of raising ticket prices...
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Whether we're digging a neighbor out of the snow or cooking up a weekend block party, nobody knows our communities better than us. But for the last 12 years, some politicians have carved up our neighborhoods into voting districts that serve their political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There's growing international pressure on Israel today to show restraint after two straight days of deadly bombings at a civilian refugee camp. Correspondent Deborah Pata has our top story from Jerusalem.
Israel Defense Forces footage of its troops operating deeper inside Gaza. A Hamas video shows its fighters emerging from tunnels and firing at Israeli tanks. But it is the civilians inside Gaza who now bear the brunt of this war. Obliterated homes turned into children's graveyards. Israel has urged civilians to flee to safer ground in the south, but the bombs fall there too.
President Biden is now calling for a humanitarian pause in the fighting to allow hostages to get out of Gaza. CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
President Biden and his top advisors have been careful to say that the U.S. will not dictate how the Israelis carry out their military operations. So today's development is a significant one.
Here at home, embattled New York Congressman George Santos keeps his seat for now.
The yeas are 179, the nays are 213.
Fellow Republicans and some Democrats have voted not to expel Santos, while criminal proceedings and an ethics investigation continue. Santos is accused of lying to Congress and stealing from donors. Anger is growing among Senate Republicans over the GOP's Tommy Tuberville. He's blocked hundreds of senior military promotions for months to protest Pentagon policy allowing reimbursement for travel for abortions. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham.
No matter where you believe it or not, Senator Tuberville, this is doing great damage to our military.
Last night, Tuberville took over the Senate floor for hours, standing to object over and over again. It's a great day for Texas baseball fans.
He struck him out looking. It's over. It's over. The Rangers have won the World Series.
The call on the Rangers radio network after Texas beat the Diamondbacks 5-0 in Game 5 in Phoenix. Corey Seager took home his second World Series MVP.
You know, it's really awesome just to be able to celebrate with these guys. You know, they came to play every day, and to be as resilient as this team was, you know, this is just really, it's really great.